What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
And the dog attack dominating a lot of the front pages this morning. The Irish Sun: woman mauled by two dogs. A woman in her 60s was rushed to hospital yesterday after she was set upon and viciously attacked by two dogs. The Irish Times also has that on the front page. A woman was hospitalised with serious injuries after being attacked by two dogs in South Dublin. The dogs were later taken into the custody of the dog warden. It's believed at least one of the dogs was an XL bully breed, which we're banning now. According to one local, a neighbour heard screaming coming from inside the property before rushing to help the woman. Just dreadful. Hopefully this woman makes a full and speedy recovery. Gardaí say that the injured woman was in a stable condition and investigations are ongoing. A lot of these dog attacks happen with restricted breeds, and it's not all of those breeds, because there are other dogs that you might think are very cuddly and friendly who can just turn as well. The other big story, or big photograph, I should say, in the front of the Irish Times is a gorgeous picture of Ruby Druce, who's Ireland's oldest person at 108 years old. And she's pictured with her great-grandniece, Ruby Shields, in Donegal. And Ruby was born on New Year's Eve in 1915, a few months before the Easter Rising. And she's lived through two world wars and two pandemics. Lovely story there inside the Irish Times, 108 years of age. So she's the eldest of five children, and she's outlived her husband by 54 years, 108 years of age. The Irish Independent on the front page: Gardaí have warned time is running out to prosecute alleged school abusers. There are concerns of the advanced age of many of the alleged abusers, while many more are dead. That's also the story there, because of a suspect who died just before the charges were brought. And because the scoping inquiry goes back to 1960, so you're dealing with quite elderly people who are the alleged abusers. So the clock is ticking, because some suspects are dead and some have died just before charges were brought. The Irish Daily Star: the VAR right is the headline. British police will be in Dublin to check CCTV for far right English hooligans here to cause trouble for the Ireland-England Nations League game. Of course, over 30 years since the Lansdowne Road riots back in 1995. So UK cops are going to watch the footage in a bid to avoid a repeat of what happened in 1995. You'd like to think that the world has moved on from then. The Irish Daily Mail also has that on the front page. English police in Dublin to quell match hooligans. A battalion of British police officers, that's how it's described in the Mail, are in Dublin to assist over 1,000 Gardaí ahead of tomorrow's soccer clash between Ireland and England amid fears of violent riots. Inside the papers, interesting one in the Irish Times: bike theft absolutely huge in Ireland. More than 25,000 bikes have been reported as stolen since to Gardaí since 2019. So over the last 5 years, more than 25,000 bike thefts have been reported. However, cycling campaigners, according to the Irish Times, reckon that 3/4 of victims don't report their losses. So you could be talking here maybe 100,000 bikes stolen over the last 5 years. These are CSO figures showing 24,449 bicycle thefts were recorded on the Pulse system, and cycling campaigners estimate that around 20,000 bikes are stolen each year in Dublin alone, and one in four victims are estimated to report their losses to Gardaí, so 3 in 4 don't. I presume the underreporting is because people don't think it's going to be taken seriously, but Gardaí do take it seriously and they will try and get your bike back to you. But the Dublin Cycling Campaign says people don't believe anything is going to be done about their bike being stolen. And of course, because of the Bike to Work scheme, we've a lot of very expensive bikes cycling around Irish roads. So you can see the appeal for the thieves. The Irish Daily Star says that the DSPCA says animal cruelty has reached a new low. This is a really shocking story. A rabbit and the woman who tried to rescue it were both dumped into a Dublin canal. The rabbit is called Cracker, and they had to rescue it from the canal in Dolphin's Barn. When inspectors from the DSPCA arrived, though, the full story emerged. A woman had seen a group of youths ready to throw a white rabbit into the canal when she asked them to stop. Then they continued to throw the rabbit into the canal anyway, and when she tried to help, she was pushed in too. Shocking story. The DSPCA says we've reached a new low. How anyone could have no compassion for the life of a human being or an innocent animal is what the DSPCA says. In good news, the woman's doing well, and Cracker the rabbit is doing well, still alive, and has been cared for by the DSPCA. And apparently he's put on weight over the last week and will be ready for adoption. Just sickening. To think that you're dumping animals in the canal and then dumping people trying to help those particular animals. If your kid has a cold, there's good news for you this morning. In the Telegraph, scientists have discovered how to cut the length of a child's cold by as much as 2 days. And it's all down to saline nasal drops. If you give your child these saline nasal drops, it's been found to significantly shorten the length of time that symptoms were suffered. The study found that drops made up of a concentration of salt could also cut the chance of passing on colds to family members. So not only does your child get over the cold quicker, but they stop spreading the cold to other members of the family in the house. The research has been presented at a conference in Vienna, and there are medicines like paracetamol and ibuprofen, obviously, but apparently no treatments can make a cold get better quicker apart from these saline nasal drops. So that's certainly something to consider. There's a lot of colds and COVID flying around at the moment, and I'm sure that'll continue now that schools are back in action. A lot of mixing going on. In The Sun, if you're an ABBA fan, you'll be interested in this. ABBA have a new album out. The catch, though, is they want all your money for this album because they're flogging the record for €114, if you don't mind. So they've released a 38-track compilation of their greatest hits on 4 vinyl records. It can't be the first time their greatest hits have been on vinyl. The singles, The First 50 Years, is what the record's called, and it'll feature all their biggest hits, obviously, because it's called Greatest Hits. However, you can buy it for €114, or you can just go online and buy the CD for about a tenner. So it's up to you. One fan said it's a waste of time and definitely not worth the money. They've no idea what the fans really want, or they just don't care. The album, if you're interested, I'm sure it'll be worth a few quid in years to come, is available on October 25th. You can also buy an ABBA brown hoodie if you want for €112. They certainly know how to charge, does ABBA. Now, final story for you. I don't know if you noticed last night, but I could really feel the evenings drawing in. By about 8 o'clock, it was practically dark. So the autumn weather has certainly arrived. And there's a survey in The Eye, which is timely. They say as autumn weather arrives, 1 in 4 people say they actually enjoy it. They enjoy the crisp air. A similar number like the opportunity to have nights in watching their favourite TV shows. I do agree on that. Gogglebox Ireland is back during the week. We've Dermot Bannon's show, Super Spaces as well. The TV does get better. But research from Procter & Gamble shows that people think the best things about the autumn season are the walks and the comfort food. So if you're trying to find some positives with the weather out there at the moment, the top 10 favourite things about the autumn months are autumnal walks, walking on those leaves, I presume people enjoy. Also, the leaves themselves, colourful foliage. Comfort food, the crisp air, nights in watching their favourite TV shows, cosy blankets people associate with autumn, also snuggling on the sofa, snuggling under a blanket, winter knits and jumpers, and longer nights. So while some people love the longer days, others apparently love the longer nights that come with autumn. So there you go, some positives if you're a bit down with the weather and the darkness. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.